Welcome to my breakdown. I hope I didn't scare you. That's just the way we are when we come down. We sweat and laugh and scream here, 'cause life is just a dream here. You know inside.
When you find yourself inside, oh. witch. And there's more witch. Which witch do you like the most? This witch got two tickets to see this witch. Okay, this witch got two tickets to see that witch I was talking about before. By that, I mean the witch we're listening to. Oh my God, we're getting so clever, guys. At Hack Ryan Happy Hour. So clever here. Anyways, witch is touring. And so if you're in the Bay Area, which I assume you are. I mean, I am. And so they're not playing in San Francisco, but they're playing in Santa Cruz, and they're playing in Sebastopol, and they're playing in somewhere else. So, little Zamrock, little African psychedelic rock amazingness that's been around for like 50 years. It's like kind of like the 50-year anniversary, and I don't know about you, but I didn't watch that Apocalyptic Nightmare Fest on Sunday. I did Google Lightning Strikes Octagon several times, hoping that, well, I don't know. The logic holds, right? Anyways, but in other news, 50-year anniversary-ish of Witch, and I love it. So, my good girlfriend Jax is here, and Jax loves her some music, but would rather listen. And so I'm gonna tell some tales to Jax and to you all. And so just picture my good friend looking cute in an orange hat and laughing. Okay, you got it? Hold that image in your mind? Great. All right, we're going to skip on over to a little throbbing gristle. Hag Riot Happy Hour Radio Valencia. Throb that gristle. Hot on the heels. Fucking love.
come home at all. Only women bleed. 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 Only women bleed.
Make men bleed. What about you? Huh? Just kidding. Oh, am I? I don't know. Hi, right? Happy Hour, Radio Valencia. Fuck some shit up, guys. All in the name of goodness. Well, I'm over here filling Jackson on some stories, and you know what? Those ones are going to stay off the air, but you know what? This woman doesn't bleed, and high five to that. Just wrap your head around whatever that shit is, and also, I don't care to explain myself, and you guys shouldn't have to either. Fuck qualifying things, yeah? All right, live your righteous truth, bitches. Okay, so let's see. What do I got on the decks? Oh, what don't I have on the decks? Oh, yeah, Jack White. Well, Jack White never hurt nobody. Okay, and that was a Throbbing Gristle beforehand. Genesis Peorage. Yow! Let me just have a, you know, fun fact. When I was a teenager, I was friends with Alice Cooper's daughter, Calico. And I set off their alarm in the middle of the night. The house. there was a really high fence because people like to throw dead animal bodies over the fence. So that kind of circles us back to Daniel Johnston, Dead Dog in the Clouds, something or other. All right. Some shocking continuity. Who knew? Fucking love Alice Cooper, you guys. All right. Let's get over to some Jack White. And then I got some other goodies, and you'll just have to sit and find out. Just like all of us with everything. But it's going to be okay. Like Payne McCodrone said, we're getting comfortable with uncertainty here at Hag Right Happy Hour.
Yeah.
friends. Funny seeing you here. This is the Virgin Witch score. I was just explaining to my pal Jax over here that it is totally normal that it's not something she's heard of before, because actually, confession, I bought it for the album art. I had no idea what it was when I bought it. It is a score from many years ago, but actually the music is kind of celebrated. No surprise. Anyways, it's the score to Virgin Witch, which, another confession, I haven't seen the whole thing, but it's kind of like a campy throwback, sexploitation. Hold on, let me give you the proper info. Ahem. Oh God, I need some readers. Maybe a virgin witch will, the blood of a virgin witch will help me be able to see it clearly again. Just kidding. Okay. In June of 1972, Virgin Witch was released in cinemas. The music for the film was composed and scored the previous year by my father. Oh, this is in the first. Adam Dix is writing this. You guys. Adam Dix. Okay. Adam Dix's dad. Danny Dix. Oh, Jesus. Really immature, guys. The Abbey Road producer George Martin spotted the musical talents of Dixon. All right, hey, you guys, you get the idea. Anyways, it's really good. Moving on, we had some Jack White, and we have this, and I'm gonna just be a little, just have a little continuity here at Hag Ride Happy Hour. We like to weave a story that is surprising or sensical or none of those things. I don't know, but let's skip on over to some Donovan Season of the Witch, shall we? I'm gonna play that, and like maybe I've never played it. I don't know. Go back and listen to some old episodes on RadioValencia.fm because there's some good ones. Are some wild things happening? Or also just listen now. And I appreciate that you are. Hag Ride Happy Hour.
Must be the season of when I look in my window. So many different people to be. It's strange. True is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Two rabbits running in Lord Ditch. Oh no. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah.
MC5, Fred Sonic Smith, R.I.P. I was just telling Jax about Fred Sonic Smith and MC5 and Patti Smith and Fred Sonic Smith, and they both came with those last names already, and you know, all that shit. I just want to make sure my levels are right. I switch around a bunch from the RPM, and so sometimes. See, the hag is attuning, attune with me, hag lovers. Let's see. Anyways, we're gonna roll into a little. Yes. Oh, we're gonna roll into a little Radiohead. I'm gonna stop talking over this shit. How's that sound? I bet you guys like that idea. Okay. We're going to do a little Radiohead and all of that. We had Donovan, Season of the Witch, following Virgin Witch, followed by MC5. Now we are going to listen to Radiohead. And actually, give me a moment here to drop the needle at a different spot that satisfies me a little bit more. Excuse me, I didn't realize the mic was still on. Oh, excuse me, are you still there? I'm just kidding. Are you still there? All right. Fuck it. Radiohead. Yeah. listening to Radio Valencia, Hag Raya Happy Hour, and you're especially listening to a nice drawn-out smattering of goodness from Amnesiac Radiohead, because it's so good. So I just let it keep rolling. I'm going to skip on over to some Kim Gordon here. And that reminds me, I got to get my tickets to Kim Gordon at the Castro Theater. Ooh, so many good shows, so little time. What good shows you got coming up, huh? Here we go. Kim Gordon by way of Amnesiac. Okay, breaking news. This just in. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. Talk again. No. Hang on. No, I had the wrong one on. You got it? No, I'm asking you to speak.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, right on. I can't hear myself, so let me turn this off.
You can't hear yourself. Is it? You can't hear.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I can hear me a little bit.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Can you hear me, like, clearly?
Yeah, I hear you clearly. Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you great.
All right, sweet. We got it dialed.
All right. Breaking news. This just in. DJ Hag Riot here to tell you that my sweetheart, who I like to call on air after hours, just came by with a hot chicken tamale, steam coming off of it from the market.
That's right, literal steam coming off of this beautiful green chili chicken tamale from the Mission Market.
There's all the info you needed. Ladies, are you swooning? Fellas, you should swoon also. Everyone swoon.
Swoon over me and my tamale.
Swoon. Swoon on the After Hours tamale special.
After Hours tamale special.
I love it. Well, we're listening to Amnesiac here, and I will say Radiohead always brings me back to the early days when you and I met.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That blonde redhead, deer hoof.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Late nights in the studio.
Yeah, we had studios up the hall from each other in a warehouse building. I would learn later, run by a woman who was in love with my future husband. Oh, you guys, she had a moment to speak her truth, and she didn't use it, so...
It was just a fling.
Not my fault.
Yeah.
Not my fault.
No, not my fault either.
I was kidding.
Okay, well, I don't know, man.
You're fine. There's no... There's no grievance with you. You brought tamale.
I did. Well, half a tamale, so maybe there's a bit of a grievance.
Sometimes I got to clean house if people aren't need to check themselves on who I am and how to treat me with some dignity. And I haven't had a clean house with you, and it's been 18 years. So yeah,
good point.
Yeah, so no grievance here, buddy.
Awesome, sweet.
Yeah, I take your calls. I'll take your tamale.
Right on. I love you. Take my tamale.
Oh, you guys, excuse me. I need some personal space right now to handle. This?
I know, it's getting a little steamy in here.
Oh god, you guys, the tamale is so steamy. Oh god, okay, we're gonna get over to Kim Gordon.
Hi, Kim.
She can't hear you.
Maybe she can.
I don't know, she's a powerful witch, I bet she can.
She is, she probably can, she's telepathic, yeah.
You would know.
I would.
Popping in just to say it's been a pleasure as always. I'm gonna drop the needle at go again. So we got Spoon here. I fucking love Spoon. Wrapping it up. I'm gonna be heading out of here in a few minutes, but hey, always a pleasure, a high grade happy hour to have you listening. Radio Valencia is rolling 24/7. Drop a donation via radiovalencia.fm. This is community radio funded by the people for the people. And you got some open spots. If you want a DJ, drop us a line. Pitch us a show. Let's go. The kind of fortune you sold. Every kind of line is gonna come back to me just as I go. When I pay, like my brother said, that situation. Hey.
roll.